Case number 9524, Edward and Carol Stenson, east of Road 305, west of Shawnee Court, being lot 4 within Indian Meadows Development, variance from front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Edward Stenson, 27363 Shawnee Court, Millsboro.
Carol Stenson, 27363 Shawnee Court, Millsboro.
Are you both in the short testimony you're about to give, short quick question, Alan?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Hi, Alan.
You explain to the board this variance that you're wanting for your shed?
What we would like is, we'd like to put a shed in the backyard. We discovered after buying the house that the yards that backed on the highway behind us have a 40-foot setback. Our property is a, I think you've got a drawing of it there. If you'll notice that 40 foot from our property line is most of our property.
The backyard.
It's a pie-shaped piece of property. And the majority of the property, there's three quarters of an acre, the majority of it is that backyard along the roadway. The only practical place to really put the shed would encroach on that by one corner would be 10 foot in on the 40 foot from our property line. The property line is 25 foot from the center of the road, so it's 65 foot back. And we're asking for 55 foot instead of 65 for one part of the shed. A good part of the property on the one side is our septic system. On the other side, we've got the driveway. If we had to, we could probably shove the shed all the way up against the driveway practically. Every foot you come in from the road, you have to go almost 2 feet in because of the association requires 15-foot setback from the property line. So, there's two other houses that back on the property in the on the road in the association. Both of them have sheds in the back that they've gotten variances for. There's two other houses that have a side lot that wouldn't affect them. It's only a side lot. And I have a letter here from Indian Meadow Association stating that the board has no objection to the application. The sheds that they require, our association requires, are on a slab, stick-built, probably better built than the houses. They're permanent. They're not going to be ever moved. I've got a picture of our backyard and a picture with the staked out where I'd like to have it, if you'd like to look at them. In fact, I think you have a copy of the letter from the association.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
I think you have pictures. Do you want these pictures?
Yeah, I've also got pictures of the two sheds that also back on that property, that road.
We didn't realize when we bought the house we had two front yards.
Through lot.
We didn't know that. Nobody said anything about it.
When did you realize that you had to, when you came for a permit?
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you going by the rules. Not everybody does, as you've heard.
And it never dawned on us because there's a good bit of grass between the road and the property line, which is the fence. The association fence is there, and then inside the fence there's shrubs. And
a lot of people.
It was a surprise to find out we had a front yard and a backyard.
A lot of people think the property line's from the road or the center of the road. So. Mm-hmm.
And we're. The plan is to put a 12 by 20 foot shed up that matches the house. It's required that it match the house, roof line, siding, everything on a slab.
What, did you already tell us what size shed you were planning?
Pardon?
The size shed was 12 by 20.
12 by 20, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Redd? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, it's obvious that the lot is unique, not only because it's a through lot, but because of its shape. And I think that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use. I don't see where to alter the essential character of the neighborhood and minimum to afford relief. Therefore, I'd make a motion we approve case number 9524.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9524. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Case number 9524.